You are listening to a podcast by Reverend Didi Arikakith from the United Methodist Wesley Foundation Campus Ministry in Tucson, Arizona.
A little video background is the Gonzalez family. They are illegal immigrants. There are seven people in the family, and they're living in a one-bedroom apartment, 500 square feet. And they've been living here in America for 12 years. Armida, oops, will we pause it just a second? Okay. Armida is at this time is 17, and she's a senior in high school. And now she'd be about 19 years old, and could be a sophomore in college. I'm not sure what happened to her. She came to this country when she was 5. And Frank is the guy you see right there. Frank is a naturalized citizen here from Cuba, and he also on the weekend. He agreed to live with the Gonzalez family for 30 days and see what that's like. I want you to hold on to these images. First, I want us to go back to our scripture. We are talking about the Beatitudes over this Lenten season. And these images just help us explore what that means. Mercy is what we're talking about today. Can you define the word? I always think it's funny in this section. It says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy." It's like finding something by the word, like God is omnipotent because God has omnipotence. Does that help you know what that word means? Right. So I have little purple sheets out for you guys to help define what mercy is. We can use other words, I'm sure, but the Beatitudes really are about acts than they are just attitude. And so these are examples of mercy in the Bible. So I'm going to ask this side to either, in small groups of like 3 or 4, choose either A or B, and this side to choose either C or D in small groups. And if those in the back row can turn around to those that had to be in the invented row, you might need to share some purple papers. Okay, so get together right now quickly, groups of 3 or 4. You can choose if you want the A or B, or the C or D. Okay, are you guys there? Have you guys figured something out? All right, tell me, volunteers, who chose to do Scripture 1? Okay, so Scripture 1 is the story of the angel coming to Joseph, and Joseph choosing to not dismiss Mary. So those that chose one, what is the act of mercy? Okay, so compassion for sparing life. What do you guys? Group, you guys did number one, right? What did you guys think? What is in that scripture? How would you define mercy? So mercy perhaps is acceptance. Did you say that? Okay. Who did 2? Anyone do 2? We're missing a large chunk. Did you guys go on a different? Okay, so 2. What is that scripture about, real fast? All right. And in that, where's the mercy? How would you guys define mercy? Did everyone get that? For those not familiar with the scripture, those that came in last were paid the same as those that came in first because they tried all day and couldn't get work, and then they were still able at the end. So mercy, would you say equality? Would that be the word that you'd use, or not equality? Give me another word. Mercy is generosity. Any others that did number 2 that want to add? Mercy is. Okay, let's go over on this side of the room. All right, who did number 3? Okay, what's number 3 about? Okay. Okay. So in that case, mercy is one of the most important things that you should be as a Christian. All right. Who else had number 3? Okay, what did you guys think? Mercy is? Fair share. What did you say about that? Mercy is fair share. That'd be the word you'd use? Another word? So mercy is maybe free of burdens. What about number four? Who did number four? Yay. Okay. What is it about? So mercy is forgiveness. Did you guys add anything to that? Oh, you did number three. I'm sorry. Who else did number four? Awesome. Mercy is something you give to others. Perfect. All right. Take these sheets home with you. Figure out if you missed one. Read them through. They're great, merciful stories. But I want us to fast forward to now. Because a lot of times, I feel that mercy is a foreign concept in modern-day society. It's foreign, I mean, because we have phrases like tough as nails, okay? In business, you always need to go ahead, ahead, advance, advance. Eat or be eaten. And, of course, our Talladega Nights always gave us the fabulous phrase, if you're not first, you're right. Mercy just doesn't seem to be welcomed around where we are. However, if this is God's world that we're living in, then shouldn't there be? We know, because we're in week three, that these Beatitudes are about living now and living in the afterlife, the time where we have a judgment. Now, mercy will be rewarded for those who are merciful at judgment day. Okay, we get that. So where does mercy fit in this world? Where do we do it? Are we doing it just for the beyond, or can we do it now? Where's the purpose now? Frank, our guy from the video, said, you must obey the laws my country enforces, but then you look and see where they would be headed to. True. I mean, about laws. Jesus said you must give to Rome what is Rome, and over where Jesus said he was not here on earth to do away with the laws, but transform them. We need to obey laws because they are an agreement. They are the trust that we have with one another, how to live with each other. And luckily, we live in a place where we have a democratic system, which means that the laws are created by the people for the people. So you, as the people, have the power to change, modify, and protect them, or perfect them, to serve the people better. So now with that said, I don't want you guys to limit yourself in thinking mercy equals law, or it's just about changing laws, because mercy is about people. Matthew 23, one of the ones that we had read, said, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matter. And we are to show mercy, kindness, compassion to one another. Now, in this scenario, there are many ways to do this. The United Methodists have like a border network consultation. Have any of you guys heard this? Okay, that they've just met recently, and basically they're developing education materials to inform the public about dangers that lie ahead for them if they take this road. So many of the times these people think it's going to be an easy journey, and they end up dying in the desert because they have coyotes, which are like their guides, that tell them, oh, just walk a few feet and you'll find it, and they die in the desert. And so it's about education even for them. Billy Fidlin, which is our conference director on outreach, had a great quote, and this is what she said. She said, what did she say? The plight of our immigrants who migrate for economic reasons is the most difficult. To hear their journeys opens the door to compassion. We must begin with their stories, followed by facts of immigration, and seek reform on both sides of the border. Immigration is just but one issue. You hear it a lot, especially in election year. But mercy and the opportunity for mercy exists every day. Every day you have the ability to do all those things that you mentioned that were acts of mercy. ways to act to one another. Because it's more than just laws. These are people. And we are to uphold these laws as well as show mercy to one another. Let's pray. Gracious God, so many times we encounter other people and situations where our first reaction is to harm, to push ourselves above, to push them below. Help us, give us courage to be merciful, to see that in all of your creation, you have given it grace. So we must give mercy. Amen.